My power, my positive thought, is the greatest power I can wield. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. See? My positive thought is the greatest power I can yield. Yeah, that's the microphone. My positive thought is the greatest power I can yield. Now, people say, well, what about negative thoughts? Well, there are no negative thoughts. You have a positive thought, non-beneficial, and you have a positive thought, beneficial. That's the only kind of thoughts there are. There are no negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are just non-beneficial positive thoughts. I'm going to hit you in the face. That's a positive movement, but it's not one you want. And I caress you. That's a positive movement, and it's one you want. You see, positive thoughts are all that we have to deal with in life. And that way, we don't have to run around getting rid of our negative thoughts. How is it that we develop positive thinking? We develop positive thinking by thinking about what it is that delights us. What is it that makes us happy? What is it that makes us feel fulfilled and rewarded? What is it that the world is all about? What do you want for the Pope? I mean, here it is on April 2nd, and it's Herb Byerly's birthday, and the Pope is sitting in his bed thinking to himself, do I want to live or do I want to die? What do the people want of me? Do they want me to die peacefully, or do they want me to live triumphantly and beautifully and be a fabulous Pope for another 10, 20 years and always on top of everything and enjoying myself and having fun? Well, I guess the decision is up to me, the Pope says. The decision is up to me because the bunch of clowns that are out there wishing me a peaceful demise, thank you very much. You know, if everybody goes around wishing everybody else a peaceful demise, we might as well close up shop, you know. I mean, paradise ends the minute we say we don't want to live anymore, you know. So the Pope is saying these things to himself. I was talking to him just the other day, and we were talking about these very things. And he said, you know, Herb, my biggest difficulty is with myself. He says, I listen to my cardinals, and I listen to my staff, and I listen to my people, and, you know, we got a lot of Catholics. We got a lot of Catholics. And some of them get the message of peace and love and beauty, and some of them get the message of peaceful death, you know. Well, whatever I choose to do, and whatever it is, it's going to be my choice. If I feel that what I'm doing is appreciated by my congregation, if I feel what I'm doing is appreciated by the Vatican and by the cardinals, if I feel that what I am doing is appreciated by the church, I'm going to stay around. And I'm going to live dynamically, triumphantly, and beautifully, and be a tremendous asset to the Catholic Church. But if I get the message that I'm better off dead, and that everybody wants my seat, only one person is going to get it, you know. But everybody wants my seat. Well, I don't like to live in such a negativism attitude. See, those are positive ideas turned in a non-positive way. And if the world would just say, hey, Pope, go for it, babe, you know, live. Be wonderful. Be dynamic. Remember Camelot? What was his name? Gwendolyn was the girl, remember him?
Yeah, Lancelot.
And what was the name of the triumphant young man? Mr. Lancelot. And when he hurt the other man and knocked him down and almost killed him, he changed. He says, live, live, live. And he gave him that desire to live. And the guy inside, he said, hey, I was just about to take off. I was just about to say goodbye. And you really want me to live? Well, cool, I've come back, you know. And so he came back. But you see, this is what we all want. We want the desire to live. It's cool to live. It's wonderful to live. Are you willing to put such positive thoughts in motion about yourself? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And my chest is out, my chin is up, and I feel great. I'm walking along the path. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm not about to die. I'm not about to shuffle in this mortal coil. I am going to live beautifully and dynamically and well, and I'm happy about it. You know that?
I know.
You bet. And that's what the Pope is going to say, because I've just talked to him that way. And he likes to stay where he is wanted. And I told him, Pope, you're wanted by me, because I love you, and I see you whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function in your body whole and perfect. I see you fantastic. Now, it's up to you. Accept it, grab that brass ring, or forget it, and shuffle it in. But it's up to you. It's not up to your body. It's not up to the people of the church. It's not up to these people who wish you well, you know, a happy demise, you know. No. You want to live well. We have Adrian Meyer-Bessant, who has a mother who is 97, and we worked with the old lady, seminar after seminar after seminar. She would come, and she was sort of not as able to do things as she should. Everybody else was sitting on the floor. She couldn't sit on the floor. She had to have a chair. Okay, so she had a chair. And we were at, what was the name of that place there?
Wasserfallen.
And it's a great, wonderful seminar place. The snow was falling outside, sleet and hail. We were in the attic in this wonderful seminar room having a great time. And we were all sitting on the floor, and we were all doing beautiful seminar things. And she was sitting there, and I said, what was your name?
Eleonora.
I said, are you happy here? She says, I wouldn't be anywhere else. And I said, are you here because your daughter is here? Who's that? She says, I'm here for me. She says, I like me. And so she and I have had an affair for a long time. We just madly, passionately love each other. And she's such a charming, beautiful person. And she was in the hospital. And she was in the hospital for about 6 months in a coma. And everybody was ready to write her off. And I spoke to her after they told me that she was in the coma. And I said, Eleonora, what are you considering doing? And she says, well, it's sort of boring. I said, make it fun. She says, but I'm losing my memory and I'm losing all these other things. And she says, that's kind of boring. I said, make it fun. You don't need memory. You don't need the past to live and make it fun. Live now in fun. And so then what did she do?
She came back.
Full of health, full of spit and vinegar. Her body is just as dynamic. She doesn't remember a lot of things, but that doesn't make any difference. The past wasn't important. She's just having a ball in the present, and she's doing great. And so it is. But another one of our students, Irene, her mother was sort of a lady who was kind of a tough thing to get along with. And so I said to Irene, your mother's now in a rest home. You go visit her for 1 month. Every morning, whether she's awake or not, go in there, tell her how much you love her, tell her how wonderful she is, even if she's not wonderful and not lovable. You go tell her that, because you're wonderful and you're lovable. Well, within a couple of weeks, her mother began to say, that's my daughter. And she was saying to an old man in there, an operatic singer, you know, she was saying, that's my daughter. You know, she could marry us if we wanted her to. What a change, and what a delight, and what a magic that this has come forth. And Irene says, wow, what a mother I have. I like to go see her. I enjoy being in her presence. I enjoy visiting her. And you see, for Irene, it was just as much a coming awake and a finding herself as it was for her mother. And you see, who knows? And I do know, when the Pope gets his act in order and he starts having a relationship with the cardinals, I don't mean a homosexual relationship, when he has a relationship with the cardinals and he says, come on, boys, let's go play golf. Come on, boys, let's go do this. But we have very monumental things to do here. You know, we must be very pious. And he says, pious, pious, come on, let's go play golf. And they say, well, this has never been done in the history of the church. Well, it's about time. It's about time. It's about time that we live what Jesus taught. He said, it's done unto you according to your belief. And my belief is that I'm going to live a long, happy life, and I want to enjoy a few things along the road. And I want to ride on a motorcycle. Ha ha! By myself. I'll learn first. But Pope, you're beyond the age for your balance. Shut up. Don't tell my body that. It doesn't know that. It doesn't know that it doesn't have perfect balance. Don't tell me that. And so, you see, the Pope has to take charge and say these things. Now, is the Pope the head of the church?
Yes.
That's all he has to say. Mm-hmm. I'm the cheese. Follow me.
Exactly.
All right, everybody, in your skivvies. We're going to go out and play soccer in the yard. Here are all the cardinals and all the prelates and everybody out there playing soccer in the yard. And they're good. They're good because they're one-pointed. And when they come in from the game, somebody's been watching. And they're the person who gets teams together, you know. And they say, hey, we're putting your team, Pope, against the Italian team. We want to show them what real soccer players are like. And the Pope says, hey, that's fine, too. I'm ready for anything. But do you understand? Do you understand? Plan on living, and you live. Plan on dying, and you die. Now, I cut your head off, boop, you're dead. Did you have a peaceful passing? You had a peaceful passing. Short peaceful. So, I mean, what's the deal? What's the deal? Let's live. Be yourself and have fun and enjoy life. And that's what the Pope is doing today. What are the poor people doing today?
Being themselves and having fun.
They don't know they're poor.
Yeah.
And they're just enjoying life tremendously. I know our African adventures have shown us that these African children who had nothing, and they did have a can, and they'd kick it around and have fun with their bare feet. And they were doing just fine. They'd swim in this wretched water to come out healthy as can be. It's all consciousness. All consciousness. Where's your consciousness today? Is your consciousness a happy consciousness that says, for the last 12 minutes, we've had a ball? Well, we certainly have. So, enjoy yourself and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.